Come on in, find a seat. I'm sure you probably have noticed, it's been up for quite a while now, but this sign up here in the middle here says the worship room. And what really makes it a worship room? Is it because we put a sign up there? Or is it because we're worshiping, right? So I just encourage you to think about your worship corporately, because we're in a corporate setting here, and we make beautiful worship music together, amen? And we all play a little bit different instrument, maybe. But it's important that we all play them. So why don't you go ahead and stand with me and let them know that you're here. Let them know that you care. Let them know that He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords in your life, in the life of this body. Be loud, be proud in your thoughts and your vocalization. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. stepped out of the boat in some areas. But I kept one hand on the gunwale of the boat because I really didn't totally trust that I was going to be able to do this or that he'd be able to do it for me, right? So it took about 6 months, and during that time, I let go of the gunwale of the boat and put my back to the boat and started walking. Yeah, I heard that. And so I start walking. Every once in a while, I'd look back, you know, oh, yeah, the boat's still there. The boat's still there. I'm not too far away. I can maybe get back there if I have to. Well, after about 6 months of that, I look back, and the boat wasn't there anymore. And, like, I'm out here on it now. I'm like, as far out here as I probably would ever imagine being out of the boat, because the boat's not even in sight anymore. And so I'm just living, walking in faith, right, and trying not to think about the boat that's not there anymore. And so it's a challenge, right? So about a year and a half into that, I'm feeling pretty comfortable being out of the boat and stuff, and lo and behold, the boat showed up again. And I heard him say, it's time to return to the boat. So this message that Ben gave last Sunday, which I've titled Return to the Boat, really has a special place for me. But I think I'm sharing that with you. It's all about relationship with him and trust in him and trust in the faith that he's already put in us. My last note on what Ben was talking about, versus summarizing what he said, I put down, we shouldn't be doing the math on how we operate, but instead living in the faith God has given us. And that really, the rubber meets the road a lot of times in our giving, right? In our giving of our finance, giving of our time, giving of our prayer for things we know going on, and having faith that will all work that way. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now. Father, we choose you. We thank you for the faith you've given us. The faith you've given us to choose to put into operation, Lord. The opportunity to walk on water with you, Lord. The opportunity to make a difference in those around us, Lord. Let that faith in us just pour out of us, Lord. Pour into those around us, Lord. Have an impact on what we call the circles of influence, Lord. And just, Father, just broaden those circles of influence. Even when we don't think that we've maybe said something that was all that impactful, Lord, let it be the very words that someone needs to hear that turns their life to you, Lord. And let it begin with our giving today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Foundation class is on faith. together and just be thankful for His presence in our lives. And so many things to be thankful for, and we're coming into that season where even people that don't know the Lord start talking about being thankful. And one thing that we have been doing that I love is we celebrate Thanksgiving together as a church family. We do it a couple weeks before the regular Thanksgiving, so you aren't hit with too much turkey all at once. So this year, our Thanksgiving Share-a-Dish is going to be November 9th, and we invite you all to come. We also invite you to invite people to come, and everybody needs community, and they long for relationships, and you know people that you can invite, and some people just maybe aren't ready to come to a Sunday morning service, but they are willing to maybe come to something like this and get a taste of His love and His presence, His goodness. So plan on November 9th. There are sign-up sheets in the foyer, a couple of them. One is for the different food, because we don't want to have all gravy and no mashed potatoes, right? So we need to sign up for the different food categories. Another is signing up for areas that you can help. The night before, Saturday evening at 6 p.m., we will be setting up tables and chairs, doing some decorating. So if you're able to come Saturday evening, the 8th, 6 p.m., we'll be setting it all up. So that way, Sunday, after the service, it can just be a smooth transition moving from here, presence of the Lord in here, right into the presence of the Lord and celebrating Him in the gym, right? And then we'll also have part of the sign-up is also for the cleanup outdoors. Not just putting away tables and chairs, which is amazing, but a lot of the cleanup happens in the kitchen. So if you can help with dishes and cleaning up the stove and the counter, that's all greatly appreciated. And so mark your calendars, November 9th, and we're going to have an amazing time together. And then, you know, we're blessed to be a blessing. And another thing we get to participate in every fall season is bless our community. And we are considered the Corn Church. Yay. And you know what? There are people that are trying to get that from us. And I've been holding tight to the corn, because some churches are like sweet yams, and they said, well, they have a really hard time trying to, you know, get the quota of theirs. And I'm like, we're sticking with corn. Corn's good. Corn's easy. So as you're out shopping, if you could pick up some cans of corn, I'm going to have a display set up in the foyer. We're just going to start making our big tower. All of the corn that comes in goes to our local food bank. It doesn't get sent into Anchorage. It's all serving the needs in our community, and it greatly blesses them. It's starting out by Thanksgiving baskets that are given out to the needy, and then all of the excess that isn't used for the baskets goes to our food bank. So all of it gets used for the people in need. So appreciate your generosity for that. Okay, how many know that October 31st is Lord's Day? Yes, I do not believe that we are supposed to sit idly by and let the annoyance of the day pass us by. Close our drapes, turn off our front porch lights, you know, make sure we don't get too much candy or have too much candy on hand to hand out to eat later that's being handed out. If you do celebrate Halloween, that's not what this is about. This is about opening up an opportunity here in this house to come. I don't think that we should go picket trick-or-treaters. I think that we need to come into this house and we need to celebrate the Lord. We need to come and praise Him and raise up our hallelujah and declare that He is King. I would ask you to invite family and friends. If you guys are coming, invite more people. You never know who is just hanging out in their house and just not celebrating because they don't have anything else to do. What if we could start in this house, start, for lack of a better word, a movement of October 31st being a worship night for raising up our hallelujah and declaring that He is King and that is His day. It's in the gym.
Marita had the forethought of blocking off the calendar for us, so we have the gym for dessert afterwards. If you'd like to bring a dessert to there, we're also going to incorporate that in there. You may have the
All right. It's time to let the kids go. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Thank you for arrows in the quiver, Lord. Lots of arrows in the quiver, Lord. Thank you for refinement, precision.